however, does vote against, vote against. In Genesis chapter 6 and verse 13, God told Noah, at the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is still divine. Truly, and then the whole of the story is thank you.
waters of the flood on the earth, and the 600 years notified on the 7th month and 17th day of the month, Colorado, where he was so long and so forth. So we see you just two recapture starts about mid-March, so 2 months and 17 days later, we translate that to our calendar, and we start to thank you. regulation started out September 2009, but at the end, will be May 7, 2012. The market down. But he did say things for 2000, we predicted the 2008 rate. He said, this doesn't happen, not a false problem. Not a false problem, this doesn't take place. It did be changed in the days after he lost the period. So, these are the problems. And we need to remember what God's word for Israel concerning false prophecy. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 20. If a prophecy forbids to speak the word in my name, if I have not commanded him to speak, or he speaks in the name of other God, that prophet shall not. If you say in your heart, how shall we know the word before the God spoken? But a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or doesn't work, if the thing does not happen or comes to pass, that is the name of the Lord that God spoken. The prophet has spoken for justice, you shall not be afraid of him. So, the amazing thing is that this false prophet receives so much airplay, so much talk. That's everybody's thunder, false prophet, the Bible. And every prophet is very important by every website. People talking about this because they spend so much money out of it. God guarantees it. Here we are. I have other articles that in the Athens Courier today up in Georgia, Alabama, that I have articles on the BBC. And it talks about this very thing. Aren't you reading this? Well, what that means you are. It means that somebody is exactly what you described in your body. One of the top speakers, one of the best of them, that does not come. That's one thing about God himself. You do not need to be afraid of that person. You do not need to think of that person as a father. The father has so many instructions. You do not need to be afraid of him. So, certainly, we can speak to several of us talking about fail prophecy, those who at different times have said things that are not true, but we said of the day of God, because the books of heaven will be called, be on fire, and tell them to help. verse 18. But here we see the secret that we should have an eager desire for it, looking for anything coming into the day of God. And he's encouraging those that know that that will happen to consider what manner of people they are, what manner of person God should be if he knows this is going to happen. So Christians look forward to that day in their relationship with God. Remember Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22, starting verse 20. Now that you should testify to me, Jesus says, surely I come quickly, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus may be with you all. Now this passage might be talking about a desire or vengeance on those that are persecuted the church at that time, or a quick return of the Lord, or maybe those things that are indicating that's something that we look forward to. Christians look forward to the end. We look forward to heaven. We look forward to being in eternity with our Creator. So what about looking forward? Do we know when that's going to happen? As we see, there are many people that make predictions about when that's going to be. Do we have any idea when that is going to be? Believe in the latter part of Matthew chapter 24, we have an indication about the second coming. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, it says, but at that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. I'd like to show you a social billboard that we had just right here on our birthday recently. It's Jesus saying, that's awkward. Maybe that should replace all the billboards that we can't put up. That was awkward. No one knows the day or the hour. That would be the truth of the matter. No one does know the day or the hour. Those that try to be consistent have ignored my Bible, have to pray about it. But in Acts chapter 13, about to happen. No, they thought to be good in their heart. but they did not know that the blessing of the true life of all the Lord Jesus Christ of the Son of Man. It took them unaware, it took them out of the crowd, that the faith of the Son of Man will be also received in Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. Verse 4.
This morning, in John chapter 21, if you notice,
and Peter was asked repeatedly, I think if you love me. And then he even tells Peter something about the end of this life. That you're going to be carried where you don't want to go, your arms are going to be on the track. And he says that Jesus was telling him what manner of death he was going to die. This indicates that Jesus would tell Peter, you're going to be crucified, you're going to be taken against your will. What Peter did, he said, what about God? And what did Jesus tell Jesus? The thing that Jesus said about God, Jesus told Peter, he's going to forgive us about God. And you don't even know how to come. And that's what that you should be faithful to me, and all you should be faithful to me is the word of their house, among them that God is not God. And that's not what Jesus was saying. Jesus would tell Peter that the other apostles, you need to be faithful. You need to worry about Peter, Peter. You need to worry about him. So sometimes we are furious about things that we're not told. Peter was furious about the mom. He was told a little bit about his own future, but you know, that's not something that most of us are really serious. None of us are. It's something that we're not told. So Peter had a little bit more information than those people have about his own life. Yet still it was nothing for their own without a cause. So we go over to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. Therefore they had come together. This is for after the crucifixion. But when they come together, they asked him, Lord, we give this son who is going to be to Israel. And he said to them, it is not for you to know the time or the season what the Father has given us of authority. If you shall see power of the Holy Spirit that come upon you, it shall be written to me in Jerusalem, and all to the end of Samaria, and to the end of the earth. And it is to be given, even as Jesus has died and resurrected, that they still have this idea of the kingdom. Okay, you're back now. We need you to believe this. This is the kingdom. You don't understand. It's not something to do what you get. It's not going to be revealed what you get. The Holy Spirit's going to come upon you, and you're going to deliver the message. They want you to know something when time says no. And we have the same kind of situation when we look at the things coming. There's nothing that is more curious to most people that this is going to happen. It is something that we are not told. And people make predictions and predictions. Acts chapter 24, verse 36. Again, it says, but of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were so, also as soon as the Son of Man be, as the days of the flood, they have been given to Mary, and given to Mary. So that day and hour, no one knows. But we can be assured that even though we don't know that it is coming, that I don't want that message to be lost in our talking about those that are lost future. One day, we'll be here. I believe what we usually say is, these words, because all these wouldn't be comforted with that. to be talking to someone who is in a relationship with God, that is suffering and pain. We can be assured that justification coming if we don't be the losing light of that when we're talking about those who may fall in addiction. In 1 Peter chapter 3, even the point is here that we don't know. Knowing this first, the prophets will come in the last day, walking according to their own will. They long for the promise of his grace, the promise of his coming. For since the Father said, "Oh, take all things into you, as they were from the beginning of creation." For this they willfully forget that by the word of God, heaven grew old. The earth came out of the water, and in the water, by which the world did exist in terror, and in the abundant display of water. For the heaven and the earth which now exist have been ruled by the same word. The miracle fire of the day of judgment and perdition. But beloved, do not forget that one thing is more than one day is about to be yourself in one day. Lord, it's not practice, but it's in trouble with some God's class, this long suffering. Warn us not really to any perishes, but all things of sin. So the day of the Lord will come as a thief in their eyes, in which the heavens will pass away with great noise, and the elements of hell will burn heat, but the earth and works of their hands will be burned up. We're curious about that coming, although we don't know if he might be in time. It's not really easy. You can make accident preparations. Father's own spirit will put the life of Lewis Burton, if there's not an accident in preparation, we don't know where an accident will be. But we need to understand that. Again, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11. He says, therefore, since all these things will be resolved, what manner of person ought you to be if we'll be contacting God in the spirit? If this not takes down that what's going to happen, but we don't know that it's going to happen, so what do we need to do about that? We need to consider what manner of person you are. How are you living in life? Are you prepared? We ought to be people that are looking forward to that time. Again, read on. We're looking for a change in the day of coming God. Because of that, if the heavenly resolve, being on time, or the elders, and the members of the earth, and never let be forced to discover, for who has to do the earth, is right to declare. And our leadership, especially in our living on any such issues, our living life, and the whole of the context, such as the Sunday Disrepair, I'm telling you, if you've got time to scramble around, because I've been
Help in any way you'd like to come on any day.